Over the past week, hundreds of Iraqi and American troops have been cooperating in a security sweep known as Operation Lightning. The focus is on the capital, Baghdad, and the aim is to bring the fight to militants who have waged an increasingly fierce and bloody insurgency. May was one of the most violent months in Iraq for both Iraqi and American forces since the American-led invasion more than 2 years ago. Operation Lightning is also a test of the Iraqi forces and their ability to take over security duties. Iraqi and American officials say there have been some significant successes, but an operation in western Iraq, about 50 miles outside Baghdad, is the one they are talking about today. NPR's Deborah Amos joins us from Baghdad. Deb, the talk is about reports of the discovery of an underground bunker in the desert. What are officials saying about it?
They sure are talking about it, Leanne. The information we have is from the 2nd Marine Division. No reporters have been out there yet. But the pictures that they released shows what looks like a five-star facility for the insurgency. Apparently, they were looking into an old building, and they moved a freezer. And behind this freezer, they found a secret entrance to this underground facility. It was a place that was cut out of a rock quarry, and the descriptions are really amazing. There were four fully furnished living quarters, complete with furniture, a working shower, and what's really important in Iraq at this time of the year, a working air conditioner. There were plenty of weapons, cell phones, and chargers. And while the place was empty when it was discovered, all the phones were fully charged. And according to reports from the Marines, it appears that the fighters had been there recently. They found a video camera, fresh food, plenty of heavy weapons. So it tells us something about the resources of the insurgency. Now, it's unlikely that this bunker was built in the last 2 years. Somebody would have noticed it. It's more likely that this is a complex that was part of a system that Saddam was said to have built before his fall 2 years ago. And this particular group knew about it, and they'd been using it until now, that is.
Tell us more now about Operation Lightning. Now, this is the biggest operation for Iraqi forces since the fall of the regime. How have they been doing?
Well, the interior minister has been talking about successes, and what he bases that on is the number of people that have been arrested, something like 800 in the past week. Some of them have been released, but it's a pretty big sweep. The Iraqi security forces are focusing on Baghdad. Now, the bad part is the insurgency has shown their power outside the capital this week. There's been a horrific string of violent attacks. There have been car bombs, booby-trapped motorcycles, poison watermelons, and a drive-by shooting, more than one. More than 50 Iraqis have died in attacks around the country. The operation is very visible here in Baghdad. There are patrols on the streets. Today, they expanded outside of Baghdad, south of the city, to a section that even Iraqis call the Triangle of Death because there are so many militants down there. Now, the Iraqi government has to handle this operation very carefully because they're working on two goals at the same time. They have to stop the insurgency because the Iraqi people demand it. They're the ones that are bearing the brunt of the violence. However, most of these sweeps are taking place in neighborhoods that are predominantly Sunni Muslim. The Sunni Muslims are the majority of the insurgents because many Sunnis feel aggrieved because they've lost their power status after the fall of Saddam. But not all Sunnis are fighting. Some of them have even joined the government. So this government, which is dominated by Shiite Muslims, wants to draw more Sunnis into the political process. They want to convince them to end their support for the insurgency, convince them it's a dead end. But if the Sunnis believe that Operation Lightning is directed only at them, drawing them into politics will be much more difficult.
There are also some reports this weekend that the trial of Saddam Hussein could begin in a couple of months. What are Iraqi officials saying about their plans for the trial?
This is the third time that Iraqi officials have talked about those trials. One of the judges in the tribunal also gave a start date in an interview yesterday. And they all seem to agree on the number of indictments, 12. Although they say they have enough evidence for 500 indictments, but they appear to be confident they have solid cases for 12. Many officials in the government are convinced that Saddam's trial will undermine support for the insurgency as the crimes of the former regime are recounted. But will they be ready? It's not clear. It's not really clear if they have everything in place. They have a special courtroom built, and some of the extraordinary security measures are in place, but there's still some working parts missing, for example, a camera system inside the courtroom. The Iraqi government is well aware that this tribunal will be scrutinized closely around the world, and while they're eager to get it underway, they also have to get it right. So it's possible that some indictments could be handed down in the next 2 months, but the actual tribunal, that moment when Saddam and his government officials are sitting in the witness chair, having to take questions, That may take a little bit longer.
Deborah, there were some reports earlier about Saddam Hussein's state of mind, that he was depressed. Have you heard anything about that?
This is what the judge said yesterday in his interview. He said that Saddam has now come to terms with the gravity of the charges against him. Now, remember that the Iraqi government has reinstituted the death penalty. It was suspended when the Americans were in charge here. The Iraqis put it back into place, in particular, for Saddam's trial. His attorney said that that wasn't true, that Saddam was upbeat and that he was ready to face whatever was going to be thrown at him. But it's interesting that the judge put that out yesterday, that Saddam now understands that this is a very serious moment for him and for the people who ran his government along with him.
NPR's Deborah Amos in Baghdad. Deborah, thank you very much.
Thanks, Leanne.